Hello, friends. As we talked about before, thoughts are nothing but language, the words we speak inside ourselves. But what is language, really? It's just words put together. And what are words? They're simply the names we've given to different forms, images, things, situations, feelings, and experiences. Why do we do this? So we can understand the world, tell things apart, and talk to each other easily. Now, let's dive into what conscious thoughts and subconscious thoughts mean. You already know that thoughts are just the inner talk you have with yourself. So, this inner talk happens in two main ways. First, there's the subconscious kind, the thoughts that run on their own, without you controlling them. There is continuous internal chatter that runs automatically from your deep habits or past experiences. Second, there's the conscious kind, the thoughts that come from what's happening right now in your life, like your current situations or new experiences. These thoughts react to the present moment happening. Why is one not under your control? Why aren't subconscious thoughts under your control? Because when you do things in a certain way for many years, they turn into strong habits. You've gotten used to talking to yourself in a specific style, and this habit didn't form in just 2 or 3 days. It built up over 20 to 30 years. That's why you keep having this inner chatter all the time, and it happens automatically, without you even choosing it. You talk to yourself in this unique way because of where you were born, your country, your family, the home you grew up in, the school you went to, your friends, how you were raised, and all the experiences and knowledge you've collected from childhood until now. All these things shape how you speak inside your head. And this inner talk keeps triggering feelings and emotions in you over and over, often building layers of stress and anxiety that simmer in the background, leaving you feeling restless and drained without even realizing why. Your conditioning, like your upbringing, cultural influences, personal experiences, and the beliefs you've picked up along the way, has created what you like and dislike. It molds how your mind reacts to things, often without you even noticing it consciously. For example, when you meet someone who fits your conditioning, you say, good people, you subconsciously link them to positive traits. Without thinking twice, your inner voice says nice things. They seem so kind and easy to talk to. But if you meet someone who doesn't match, like their looks, behavior, or style feel off to you, your subconscious jumps to negative judgments. Things like, they look rude, or I don't like how they dress, how they speak, or what they speak. These quick opinions pop up on their own, based on mental patterns formed over years of life experiences. Subconscious thoughts form like learning to drive a car for the first time. When you start, everything is conscious. You're fully aware and focused. Your inner talk might go like this. Okay, press the clutch, shift the gear, check the mirrors, release slowly. You're thinking hard about every step because it's new, and you control it all to stay safe. But after practicing for weeks or months, driving becomes a habit. Now, it's subconscious. You get in the car, drive to work, and arrive without even remembering the details. Your mind handles it automatically in the background while you think about other things, like what to eat for lunch. The skill moves from conscious effort to subconscious routine. So, you can see that whatever experiences you've had in life shape your conditioning, And that's exactly how your subconscious thoughts run. These subconscious thoughts are formed based on your background, your family, culture, upbringing, and everything around you. Your subconscious mind operates according to these influences. So, the beliefs you hold inside, or your particular way of thinking, might feel like they're truly yours, but they're not. They've been created by all those external factors over time. Because of this, your reactions happen automatically. Your behavior follows suit. Your likes and dislikes get set, and even your decisions are driven by it. That's why there's often a conflict in your mind, pulling you in different directions. Now, if you're happy staying like that, that's fine. But if you want to change your subconscious thoughts or subconscious mind, how do you do it? So, if you want to change your subconscious thoughts or subconscious mind, you need to change the information you're feeding it. For example, when you watch a horror movie, what happens later? You start having dreams that look like those scary scenes. And in those dreams, your fears get triggered. So, what are dreams? Dreams are nothing but your subconscious mind or subconscious thoughts running on their own. But how does this happen? First, you watch the movie, which means information entered your mind. Then, that information got processed inside. And now, it's playing in you, without your conscious efforts or choice. This is what we call dreams. They're just your subconscious thoughts or subconscious mind at work. Even during the day, when you're awake, dreams keep running inside your mind. That means you constantly talk to yourself on the inside. So the pictures or images connected to what you're saying pop up in your head right away. And because of this, your feelings and emotions get stirred up and triggered. These are your subconscious thoughts. They happen without your choice. You might be working, walking, or traveling, but deep down, you're lost in these inner dreams. It's like you're always in a daydreaming state. Your body is awake and moving, but your mind is dreamwalking all the time, wandering through thoughts without stopping. All of this is based on the experiences and data stored in your memory, the things you've seen, learned, and felt over the years. It's like a movie playing continuously on its own in your mind. This is what the subconscious mind and subconscious thoughts are. To change your subconscious thoughts or subconscious mind, which is basically that, autopilot inner talk, you need to take these steps. Start by listening to good things. Start watching good things. Gather the right kind of information that lifts you up and makes you better in the long run. Basically, fill your mind with positive inputs that build you from the inside. For example, you can listen to podcasts from inspiring people, read uplifting books, or tune into good audiobooks while walking or driving. Whatever information you let into your mind will shape how your subconscious thoughts and mind work. It's like fuel for your inner engine. Then, without even trying hard, you'll start talking to yourself in a good and more positive way. When you begin speaking positively at the subconscious level, good feelings and emotions will naturally start flowing in. It's like a cycle you can flip. Bad inputs lead to bad inner talk and bad moods, but good inputs create good inner talk and happier vibes. In fact, this is the only real way to fully change your subconscious mind over time, by feeding it better stuff consistently. which gradually reduces the grip of stress and anxiety. So, if something negative is running in your mind right now, making you feel sad or down, we need to dig to the root of it. To fix this problem, you have to understand its deep cause first. This means if you truly want to feel good from the inside out, changing your subconscious is key. Now, let's dive a bit deeper into understanding the conscious mind. Thinking itself isn't a problem at all. In fact, it's through thinking that you take action, make progress, and get things done. There's no trouble in that. It's actually helpful. So, where does the real trouble come from? It comes from wrong or unhelpful thinking. But what is thinking anyway? As we talked about before, thinking is simply what you speak to yourself inside. If you truly understand this, you can easily control your conscious thoughts and guide them in a better direction. Now, the mind is not some mysterious or complicated thing that we can't understand or can't control. If you can speak English or any other language, that's the boundary of your mind. So, at the conscious level, you can hear what you are saying to yourself. That means you can listen carefully. What you are speaking to yourself at a conscious level. And this is the highest form of meditation. You can do this anywhere, whether you are traveling, whether you are sitting freely. To do this, you just need to ask yourself, "Let me see. What am I saying to myself inside right now?" Whenever and wherever you are, simply ask this question. Let me see. What am I saying to myself inside right now? The moment you notice what you're speaking to yourself inside, that's when you can start controlling your mind. That means when you listen to what you're saying to yourself, you break free from patterns that fuel stress and anxiety. But what is stress? It's like a stretch or tension pulling your thoughts in a direction that causes problems, often stemming from a lack, such as money or any real life issue, creating constant strain in that area. Now, listen carefully to what you're saying to yourself inside and try to understand why you are talking to yourself in that special way. What is the reason behind it? Is it because of how you were raised? Because of society's influence? Or is there some confusion? Or is there any real problem? Or perhaps an illusion about something? That means listen carefully to what you are saying to yourself and try to understand what you are speaking. Whatever you are constantly speaking to yourself causes stress and anxiety. So first understand if what you are speaking has a real basis to it. For example, suppose you are in a relationship and there is a lot of jealousy or arguments there. At some level, disagreements and small fights are part of every relationship. Because where there are people, there will be differences and conflicts. But if your relationship is especially toxic, and because of this, you keep talking negatively to yourself inside all the time, then it's causing you stress. If this happens only sometimes, it's okay. But if it's happening every day, you need to fix the problem from its root. You might have to talk openly with your partner or get counseling. Or end the relationship if it's really harmful. Or find other ways to improve how you communicate. So, whatever conflict or confusion is going on in your mind, you can spot its cause and solve it completely from the root. This is the way to control your conscious thoughts. So as we solve the thoughts running inside because of a relationship issue, you can use this approach on any inner stress, problem, or confusion, so you can fix that issue from the root. So, this is the solution for those thoughts that keep running in your mind. First, notice them. Then find the reason behind them. Go to the root of the problem and solve it from there. If needed, take action. That means listen to what you're saying to yourself. Understand the repetitive inner talk that's causing stress and anxiety. Then find the reason behind it. Is it based on a real-life problem? If so, go to the root. Find solutions and take action if needed. If your inner talk focuses on future worries creating stress, plan ahead from every angle, considering best case, mid case, and worst case scenarios to make smart decisions. If your inner talk focuses on past regret that causes stress or anxiety, recognize the past is gone. Learn from those experiences and move forward. One of the best habits you can start every day is to stop talking to yourself inside your mind. Begin with this, at least 30 minutes a day. Do it whenever it feels right for you. And it's really very easy, not as hard as it seems. Just like in the outside world, where we don't talk to some people, you can do the same thing inside yourself. Stop that inner talking for at least 30 minutes every day. It's simply about building a new habit. Slowly, you'll get really good at it. This practice can significantly reduce daily stress and anxiety, helping you feel more present and less burdened by constant mental noise. But if you practice every day, you'll realize that in your daily life, both outside and inside, you don't require that much talk. This practice will also help you understand the true role of thoughts, which are nothing more than ways to communicate, understand things, see differences, learn from past mistakes, and plan for the future. When you put thoughts in their proper place, you gain full control over your mind, freeing yourself from the stress and anxiety that uncontrolled thinking often brings. Thank you for listening. See you in the next session.